Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Menachos Daf Yud Ches, Menachos 18. And today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara tells us a beautiful story about the love that the Torah scholars had for the study of Torah. The Braisa tells us that Rebbe taught, Kishalachti l'matzos mitosai, when I went to go, and the way the commentaries understand this is that he went to try and clarify the teachings of the Torah. How do we understand that matzos midosai means to clarify the teachings of the Torah? So Rashi to Maseches Beitzah 29a tells us that it comes from mitzoy hamidos. That means to say that there would be merchants who would come and they would sell their wares to people. They would be selling them oil, and the person who was selling it knew the measure he was trying to sell, and he would turn the vessel over and he would leave it there all night so that it would be dripping and so there would be exactly the right amount. They would be so exacting about the amount that they were selling that they'd leave it dripping all night to be the exact amount. And so too Rebbe was going to determine the exact halacha, the exact nature of the Torah. And so that's why he uses this expression, l'matzos midosai. He was going to clarify his teachings, and according to the first version, he went to Rabbi Elazar ben Shemuel, and according to another version, it says, amrila l'matzos midosav, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemuel. According to the second version, he was going to clarify the teachings of Rabbi Elazar ben Shemuel. And when he went to do this, he says, matzati Yosef ha-Bavli Yosef l'fanav. He found Yosef the Bavli. This is a Tana who was called Yosef HaBavli. We also have an expression for him that he was also called in other circumstances Yosef Ish Hutzal. And so therefore Rebbe goes and he sees that this Tana, Yosef HaBavli, is sitting in front of him. Rabbi Elazar ben Shemuel loved Yosef HaBavli so much, and they were speaking in halachos ad la'achas, and they came to one halacha, and Amar lo, Rebbe, and so Yosef HaBavli turned to Rabbi Elazar ben Shemuel, and he said, Rebbe, tell me the law. And he says, what is the question? He says, Hashochet es hazevach laniach midamo lamachar mahu. If somebody makes a sacrifice, an offering, and he doesn't intend to sprinkle the blood the next day, which would for sure be pigul, but instead he intends to just leave the blood over the next day, is that going to be valid offering, or is it an invalid offering? So Rebbe Elazar responded to him, kosher. Rebbe Elazar responded to him that indeed the offering is kosher. And so when Yosef HaBavli heard this, he had initially asked this question in the evening. Says the Gemara Arvis, he asked this question in the evening, and Rebbe Elazar said it's kosher. Then he comes back and he asks him the question Shachris. He asks him again in the morning, and again Rebbe Elazar says kosher. Then Yosef HaBavli returns with Tzaharayim. He returns in the afternoon, and Rebbe Elazar says kosher. And then he returns at Mincha, and Rebbe Elazar says kosher. But this time at Mincha, Rebbe Elazar responded, Elash Rebbe Elazar Posel. He says, yes, indeed, the law is that it's kosher, but there is an opinion. There's an opinion of Rebbe Eliezer, and Rebbe Eliezer says that is indeed puzzle, that it is disqualified under those circumstances. So when Yosef HaBavli heard this, the Gemara says, Tzavu panav shal Yosef HaBavli. His entire face lit up, and he was shining brightly. And so Rebbe Elazar ben Shemuel saw that Yosef HaBavli, by this final teaching, is shining brightly, but the first teachings, he wasn't shining brightly. So he says to him, Yosef, kimduma ani shalo kivav nu shmua senu arata. It seems to me that from the fact that you're only shining now, it seems that up until now you weren't happy with my teachings. Only now are you happy. So why is this the case? So Yosef HaBavli responded, Rebbe, actually, it's not that I wasn't happy with your teachings, but rather it's a different story. That really I had heard from my teacher, Rebbe Yehuda, Pasul Shanali, that Rabbi Yehuda had said to me, this is Pasul, V'chazarti al kol talmidav, and I went amongst all of the students of Rabbi Yehuda, and I was asking him, have you heard this? Have you heard that Rabbi Yehuda says Pasul under these circumstances? U'bikashti lichaver, and I was looking for somebody who would indeed determine that this is the correct teaching, that Rabbi Yehuda says it's Pasul under these circumstances, that it's disqualified. V'lo matasi, and I didn't find anybody that Rabbi Yehuda says it's it's possible. And so I was very worried that maybe I forgot the teaching from Rabbi Yehuda and that I hadn't learned it properly. Achshav sheshanita li posel. Now that indeed you have said it is disqualified, hechazarta li avedasi. You have returned to me my lost object. Meaning to say, I was so concerned that I had forgot something. But now you clarify that indeed Rebbe Lazar says it's possible, and it's like you've returned the lost object to me. So when Yosef HaBavli said this, Zolgo Einov Demos, Rebbe Lazar ben Shemuel, Rebbe Lazar's eyes began to tear, and he said about Yosef HaBavli, Ashrechem Talmidei Chachamim, how fortunate are you Torah scholars, Shedivrei Torah Chavivin Aleichem Biyoter, that the words of the Torah are precious to you. And that is the case. I see just how much you've been affected by the fact that you're searching for so long, and that now you have been illuminated, and that now the words of the Torah are so precious to you. Karlov HaMikra, and he cited for him the verse from Psalm 119, verse 97, Ma'ahavti Torah Secha Ko Hayomi Hisichasi. How much do I love you, Torah? All day long it is my conversation. And we see from here, the commentaries say, we see from here that the best way to prevent against forgetfulness is through ahava, is through love, that by searching for something over and over again, by working his heart and soul into something, that's how he was able to be remembering it, by being exacting, and by continuing to ask, and by demonstrating how much he loved it, by continuing to ask his teacher. That's what brought to him to have a remembering of the Torah. And we see the great love and dedication to the Torah study that comes through these great scholars of the Talmud.